and welcome to the second podcast for Oz Freak. We've got a name now. We're What the Freak. Not What the Fuck, but What the Freak.
Yeah.
We've got Idolfi in the background.
Yeah.
Idol, hello.
G'day, how you going?
Nemesis in the background.
Yay.
And we've got Terabat in the background, our lovely administrator.
Thank you.
What's on the podcast for today? We're talking about the name. We just basically just said that. A little bit about NextG. A little bit about T3 shares. I don't know why, because I like Telstra. Talking about untimed mobile phone calls. And I think Nemesis wants to dabble into a bit of hacking, which would be cool to hear.
Yeah, because I'm not a freaker.
We don't know why, because this is the freaking channel. But anyway, we'll
freaking
go from here.
And hacking. It's all exploits.
It's fracking.
Fracking.
It's fracking.
Fracking, yeah.
Anyway.
Fracking good.
Enough of these jokes, guys. I'm going to start the next G system. As we know, Telstra new product out there is next G, which is their 3G system, which runs on the 850 megahertz range, or aka the old CDMA range, or the old analog range, if you look at the back as well. You look into it like, it's based on this thing called HSDPA, which is High Speed Downlink Packet Access. Can't really say much about it, as I don't really know that too much about it.
That's good. Leave the tech specs out. How will it change? How will it change how we do things, just in general? Like, don't worry about the numbers. What is it? What is it?
It's got a faster. What is it? It's basically is a wideband CDMA network, your 3G stuff. It's just basically leaving a lot more powerful, a lot faster bandwidth, and it's got a coverage of the CDMA network. So that's why they got in the, because we're using the LoRa range.
Didn't they just organize something with 3 to buy their network? And use their network?
No. That's not buying, I was using their network. Both Telstra and 3 have got 3G system, which is set up in the 2.1 gigahertz range. As looking at some figures, that's meant to cover 50% of the population, while the Telstra network is. I'm not sure about the 3 network, but as they share each other's network, I'm guessing it'll be the same. New three cannot touch this next G system as it's a totally different network. Even if you do get a handset where it has 850 megahertz and you put a 3 card in it, you still won't be able to access it because they haven't got roaming rights to this part of the network.
Alright, well, short term then, how popular is it going to be? In the next month, in the next 2 months, 5 months, I don't know what the rollout's like, but how popular is it going to be if you're stuck on Telstra?
You got Vodafone and Optus are basically joined together, and they're rolling out the same stuff as well. They're rolling out now, or they're starting to roll out now. Like, Telstra has been rolling out this for the last 10 months now, or 8 months, I can't remember how long. But, when Sol released it on the 6th of this month, or of October, thanks for that, he wasn't meant to release fully. Like, he wasn't going to release until it was fully up to speed. But we're guessing he got pushed because of the government because of this new T3 share offer. It looks like the full speed of like the 8 and 40 megabits per second isn't going to come into about March next year.
Why would Telstra buy the rights to use 3's network if now they're just going to build their own different network which is bigger and better?
Basically, it is because they want the 3G market straight away.
Alright, well, question.
Yeah.
Then in that case, what's going to happen to 3 as we know it? Are they going to be doomed piggyback on Optus?
No. They'll still stay there. But their 3 network is still improving, but not as fast. Like, I don't think Telstra will make their 3G system, which is the 2.1 megahertz range, more better, but 3 may. Which. It happens, like, they're willing to do it, but the thing is, 3G costs more money to roll out. Like, NextG, as we know, it works on a lower frequency, and you know lower frequencies have a wider range than the higher ones.
Alright, so you think...
That's why it's cheaper to roll it out.
Alright, well, how... Okay, what I personally want... I'm not sure if this is just what everyone wants, but what I personally want is I want the ability to have my laptop on internet anywhere. Well, basically anywhere. Fast. Just so I can jump on the internet, check grey pages, check that whatever I am, wherever I am, without having to worry about ridiculous costs, which they currently are, and speed. Is that going to happen?
Later in life, like once speed comes down, because I think the speed, speed is like set at 1.5, which is 80 cell speeds. The price is set dramatically high. Like, I don't know who in the right mind would pay $100-something for 2 gig. It just seems wasteful. But it's also a way to bring broadband to the country. A lot of you country people can't have broadband because you're too far from a DSLAM. Well, now you're closer to a base station, you can have this next G stuff.
Yeah. So instead of, you know, they'll not only have their mobile phones on the CDMA network, but they'll also have their laptops and all their internet on the CDMA network.
All right, here's a more important question.
Yes, but not CDMA. Like, CDMA is getting turned off soon.
Here's a much more important question.
Yeah?
Is this the end of the acoustic coupler as we know it?
What's that going to do with the price of fish in China? But what's that going to do with... I don't understand why that's going to do with
well,
Nick
because,
G.
Well, because like, it was so significant for doing stuff on the go. You know, you just pack it in your kit and you can just
acoustic
go
acoustic coupler. I reckon the acoustic coupler got wiped out with GPRS.
Well, sort of. I mean,
which
admit,
does
it
have a higher...
recover
a high...
very well, no, but... But it had a niche market. I remember someone, no names, wanted to buy one for quite a bit of money. So, obviously they're still popular.
But the thing is, why do you want to buy one? Like, I want one as well, just because they look cool, and I want to be sitting at a payphone with a Q-Z card to connect them to the handset.
Why not?
Like, it's just the thing. Like, hey, like that guy. But the thing is, And plus, not also why for the other reason is you can also use a way to hide yourself. Like the payphone, you can't really link someone to a payphone.
Very
at least true. With GPRS, you can link them to the SIM card. Or we do know how about with getting a prepaid SIM card and all that crap. But still, they're taking a lot more ID for the prepaid SIM cards now in the ACMA site. They tells you legislation which has to get some photo ID now.
Well, you had to get photo ID to buy the stuff from, you know, post office, but it didn't mean they had to look at you when they were taking the details of the photo ID.
I just a brief read of it. Like, it probably does a little bit more than that, but yeah. Just telling you, it's a little bit harder for the prepaid stuff.
Which means that if you have a fake ID now, you should go out and get a mobile right now.
And sell them on eBay.
Well, I've got to ask
the
question
You could class yourself as anonymous, but couldn't you, if you were to hook up to somebody else's Wi-Fi, and if you're wanting to do nasty things anyway.
Well, you don't have to, that's the thing. There have been cases only in America.
Stealing.
But in America, there's been people getting off these ridiculous fraud claims based on the concept that they had an open wireless network, and anyone could have done it, therefore there's no proof it was them.
Well,
and therefore
someone got off a court case for hacking because they simply claimed that the government, the investigators couldn't prove that no one had hacked into his computer and installed a Trojan and used his computer to launch the attack. I mean, the excuse has been around since before wireless.
Well, you can't really prove that, can you?
Like,
no. Well, you can if you take proper forensics of the disks. You can prove, look, hey, we've got all the logs here, or if you took all the proper logs, from the ISPs, then you could prove that, yes.
Maybe, yeah.
But you got to prove that he was sitting in front of the keyboard touching them keys.
No, but then it's a lot harder to prove that someone was in front of the keyboard doing it.
All right,
especially
then saying
if you notify a specific time when something happened.
Anyway, we're getting off topic now.
I've got to ask a question. Yeah, we are. Just to stay on topic, I've got to ask the question just for everyone at home. How secure is this system going to be? Off the bat, will it be more or less secure than everything else? Is there a chance we can work? Anyone can work a way out of getting onto this thing for free without them knowing who you are? Yeah, piggybacking on the system without them knowing who you
are. First off, you're probably going to have the hardware, and it's also like, you're going to have like GSM stuff. I'm guessing it will be based on a GSM security or CDMA security. Which
is encrypted.
It's breakable, but not very, like, known how breakable of it.
What kind of encryption is it?
Like, it's more of a key. I'm not sure what encryption they use, but they do use the encryption in the packet. It's based on encryption based on the K code, I think it is, or K key comes from the cross. I've still got to brush up, like, because there's two keys get sent across the wireless. There's one key goes with all of it, one key gets sent across.
Yeah, it's a public key.
Different to that.
Yeah.
No, it's different to... It's not theoretically public key, because it wasn't... It's based on it, but not it.
Yeah,
like, don't quote me on this, because but it's not... I haven't read it in the last couple of months to actually remember it, but yeah. I do actually want to get more into mobile phones now. If anyone's out there and OnFreak want to help me, I'm willing to sit down and have a talk with everyone. So yeah, I'm looking, trying to create an OzFreak mobile phone group.
Cool.
Yeah, I'll be in for that.
I'm sure a lot of people will be into that. Alright, last word. Who here is going to buy an XG phone when they start rolling out? I know the Decimal said he was going to wait until the Nokia's rolled out, but how long are you guys going to wait if you're going to jump on it at all?
I'm a poor student, I can't afford shit.
I just bought myself a new GSM phone, so I don't see me buying a 3G. I really don't want to see a video call with myself.
It depends if they make it available down here in Warrnambool. I don't think it's going to be available.
That'll impact it.
Yeah, it will be.
3G phone will work, but whether its features will work is another story.
But it is based for you country people. It's the replacement of
you country people.
Yeah, us country people.
No. Next G will be better than GSM for you in the country. Do you understand?
Yeah, I understand.
The wavelength is just so long.
It is based on CDMA.
Better reception.
And more coverage.
I recommend, like, as the country one, to look at the Next G system. Like, metro people.
Go it, but we need a phone, so you may as well buy it as our humble admin. Take the brunt of it. You know,
and you got money.
I'm personally going to wait out for the iPhone.
I don't say...
If they bring it out in a smartphone, I'll buy one.
Oh, they've got to do it eventually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, are we moving on to the next topic?
Then? Yep, let's go.
T3.
Alright.
Okay, another one of my topics I like. The T3 proposal, Perpesquus, or whatever, got sent out the 9th of October. Got sent out.
Why are you such a fan anyway?
Talks about the last sell-off of Telstra. What?
Why are you such a fan anyway? What's your interest in the Telstra shares? Do you think they'll sell well, or do you just want a piece of Telstra?
I just want a piece of Telstra. I want to go to the share meeting to find out what's the inside details.
Alright.
But, I mean, who the fuck is going to buy T3 shares?
Well, that's the
honestly.
Thing.
When a director came out and said, I wouldn't sell Telstra shares to my own mother, that kind of wrecked their chances of selling them.
A little bit.
No. That director came from... That wasn't a director appointed by Telstra. A director appointed by the government. Who said that?
That doesn't matter. He's still a director of the company.
That's true.
But he won't be a director after the government sold him off. Because his vote is gone.
You don't want him.
But the thing is, like, I'm willing to buy these shares. Like, not reading them. They're not bad done. Like, for one, the price did go down. Like, T2 did get hurt a lot of people. Why? They got sold in 1999. What happened in 1999? Anyone answer that question? .com boom.
Oh, I know.
Boom and bust.
So the boom went up. Boom went up. They did the first price of it, and they did the second price of it. The second half had to pay for it. But the second half was put up so much higher, so 80 months down the track when they paid the second half off, it busted already.
So you do agree that the company hasn't been profitable for a long time. Telstra, as it is, has been pretty much a dog. Oh, come on.
Looking at these stats... look, have you seen the financial report they've released to the ASX every year? 2005 to 2006 doesn't look that much difference. If anything, it gained a fair bit. If anything, the only thing that's lost money is their cash flow has dropped a bit. But that's mainly because they're rolling out these new networks. They're doing a whole new change of
that's
networks.
Big Pond's still very popular. Census is growing. You've got the Where Is and the Yellow Pages, and a little bit less, you've got Trading Post. These things are all still pretty popular.
You got 50, I guess talking about the growth thing, like, PSTN did drop, but didn't drop as much as it did the year before. The year before it dropped by 7%, last year it only dropped by 1%. So, people aren't willing to take up VoIP yet because it's still not standardized. It's still hard to use
VoIP.
It
won't be standardized, I reckon, for at least another 5-10 years.
Well, you know, it's really
it
crazy.
Won't be standardized.
What's that?
The charge is too much.
Until a lot.
Yeah. Well, do you know?
VoIP won't come standardized till.
Do any of you guys know anyone who's just binned their PSTN line, either with a mobile or with straight VoIP?
No.
So obviously it's still working. You know, like people aren't driving away in droves as such.
But, yeah, because of the one thing is you do need PSTN for ADSL. Most people have ADSL, yeah, and not many people have the luxury of a cable network, which they can get rid of their copper line.
That's very true.
Yeah, but I mean, will we go the way of the United States and replace most of our copper lines with optical fibres?
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
They still haven't replaced most of the things. We've scrapped the idea of a fibre to the node, mainly because of the ACMA has told Telstra they've got to wholesale it, and Telstra's like, why should we output all this money into this network, then we've got to wholesale it out? Which, understandable, that's right.
That's why the government owned it beforehand.
Yeah. But yeah, now, like, they're also testing fiber to the household, FTTH, in a town. Which basically Buzz does use VoIP N, like it uses VoIP to the client. But there's nothing with VoIP I don't see coming any good till a carrier, i.e. Telstra, Vodafone, all that, one of the large carriers, has a product. Like you got AOT.
I see TPG has.
Okay, I don't call them a proper carrier.
Not
a carrier until they have to the telephone equipment that's set up with telephone equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Who are they a reseller for, do you know?
It's a reseller for
Optus. No. They probably do have a VoIP staff, but they probably have a PSTN gateway, as I said, with Optus. Same with a lot of PSTN gateways.
TPG is one of the ones rolling out ADSL2 at the moment, so they own some of the DSLAMs that they do roll out.
Rolling out bloody slowly. I've been patiently waiting for Wollongong for about 5 months. People were saying 2 to 3 weeks.
I've been waiting for Carlton, and I'm in the fucking inner city of Melbourne.
But honestly, TPG said 2 to 3 weeks, and then they're like delayed, and now it's, you know, 6 months away.
Well, they said maybe in Carlton, you know, it was planned, and now it's off the list completely. And I live in a very, posh area.
See, that's one thing. You guys crack the shits for Telstra when they say, oh, they're not going to do things. But you got your own ISPs are saying, hey, we bring out these DSLAM. Hey, look at this. We bring out DSLAM in the next 2 years. Oh, wait, we scrapped that idea. And won't tell anyone. And everyone won't crack the shits for them. But if Telstra says,
but the point is,
we won't do this idea.
The point is that the reason Telstra do this is because they've been sold by the government. If they were owned by the government, they would be rolling out ADSL2 faster than which it would be now.
No, it wouldn't be.
The government would be subsidising it.
No.
Yeah, they would.
The government. No, it wouldn't. The government, the Telstra directors and all that, the board, would say no, because they're going to wholesale it. Why should they roll out a network which you're going to wholesale?
Because they're the government and they don't care about a profit. That's the point. This is why the government owned Telstra in the first place. No, they don't. They don't care as much about a profit because they don't have shareholders who they have to be responsible to. They don't have shareholders who make the decisions. They make the decisions. They say, we're going to make this investment
the shareholders
because
are the
we
public.
Want it to happen. No, that's not the point. The public doesn't care to such an extent because it's for the greater good of the general populace. It's for the greater good of the general populace and not for the shareholders.
The other point. Okay, stop.
We are the shareholders.
What the freak debate for the evening.
No. My turn now. We are shareholders now. Everyone who pays taxes are shareholders.
Very true.
Yeah, where did the general populace come from?
All right.
Yeah, but the general populace doesn't care as much because they know that it is in the general benefit of everybody. If you just have a small select of shareholders, they don't care about whether ADSL2 is getting to their area. They care about the dividend.
That's true. I'll put one statement in his defence. I wouldn't feel as necessary to have shares, as you put it, in healthcare or education. I wouldn't insist on seeing results with healthcare. I wouldn't have to say, hey, you wasted, you know, all this money on health when you could have given it back to us. But do we all agree, though, that we should set up some sort of donation system so Ausfreak, as a big group, can buy as many Telstra shares as possible?
That would be awesome.
That would be cool.
Yeah, that'd be pretty funny.
We get controlling stake in, I don't
know. If we had money.
We'll put all our money into the payphone division somehow.
But the thing is, there's one thing about that, you're talking about from business side of things, if you can buy shares as a corporate group, you can buy it as a trustees, which means we've got to file as a tax report as a trustee, which just causes a lot of garbage.
Yeah, but it's fun.
So,
yeah. I don't know if you're under a business name, funny. We'll just...
Have you got any idea how many billions it would cost to get control, like, you know...
51% stake.
Yeah, let's not go there, you know. But it'd still be fun just to have some sort of...
Let's tell the price of...
Yeah, it would be fun just to have some
sort
of...
Let me
just
find the prices.
Even if we just had some sort of rollout of announcements where our money was going. I think we need to invest in something as a group, maybe in a smaller telco, something that's sort of starting up that looks quite exciting.
So we'll have to start our own.
that's called the ridiculous risk. You know,
yeah, true.
But it'd still be fun to invest in something else as a group.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I trust
you. Okay, we're gonna put about $5 billion is gonna be paid for this telco. That's how many shares are out right now. That's how many 51.8% of the thing is $5 billion.
That's alright, I've got a $1,000 limit on my PayPal that'll get us started. If I just roll it out that way.
That's 500 shares for you.
Yeah. All right,
Back to the TCB share offer. The first they come out $2 each for the share, and you pay the rest of the price off in 18 months' time.
And over 18 months? Was that over 18 months, or do you have to pay it off exactly 18 months later?
Over 18 months or in 18 months.
Okay.
In 18 months or over 18 months. It's got to be paid by... The final installment is going to be paid by the 20th of November... No. 29th of May, 2008.
Do you think less...
18 months after that.
Mum and Dad investors will go on this one? Obviously, that's where they're pushing once again.
I think less.
Do you think it's less popular this time?
Less will go into it because of the T2 bus. Because they've listed at the wrong time. They've listed in the IT boom. But they didn't forget about the drop after that.
Let's go. That reminds me, actually. Just to sidetrack a bit, but stay sort of on topic. You know John Edwards from those psychic shows, Crossing Over? He's also an avid telecommunicist. He wrote a book called something, I can't remember what it's called. And it described the bust, the telecom bust in America. And it really, you can feel it rolling over to Australia, where it used to be so big over there. They had a huge market, and it's just... collapsed in on itself. I think the same thing will happen in Australia. Telco is not going to be the major company in Australia for too long.
Yeah. You don't exactly need to be psychic to figure that one out.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what happens in IT. That's what's going to happen in phones.
That's true, but it's interesting to think same that shit. This is like phones forever. Communication's been the market. Communication, and I guess BHP's got another bit of it, but. Hopefully, maybe a new technology will open up. We'll get a new market growing, and we'll do something else. So something
difference. I doubt it. I think technology and communication is going to be the way to go, but I mean, this is the way that everything happens. What you have is there's an original boom, and then there's an overflood of the market, and it busts, and then you get a plateau of what happens, and it will continue to grow, but at a much more stable way. I mean, once you increase at the start, there's such a flood into the market of resources, there's such a flood of money, and there's such a flood of companies that it can't possibly, you get too many companies trying to compete in the one space, and they all, and the small ones lose out. And then you come down to some core players, and then that's where it plateaus off into a stream of stable growth. That's your economics lecture for the day, boys.
All right, this is getting quite sidetracked now, so I'll just quickly... All right, do you think that once the internet gets so fast that it'll actually sort of... We'll all have really, really quick internet access. Do you reckon the internet itself will evolve to become something different completely? Like, once we're all in the ability to be able to send files so quickly, you reckon it'll stay the same, basically?
Yes and no. Like, I can see everything turning IP-based. TV, any communication will be IP-based. Radio will be IP. TV will be IP. Everything will be IP.
So we'll all become hackers and get some TV.
I got an article now in one of my magazines I get for work, which talks about IPTV, which is a new technology coming out now. And this magazine usually gets the ideas out 2 years before anyone starts releasing anything. But talking about speeds and all that, broadband, well, at least Telstra is, Australia is 17th in the world of broadband. So that only means 16 people above us have faster broadband than us.
Mm.
Which doesn't seem that bad.
Although there aren't that many.
Considering how big are we on the per capita.
We've always been
in
the top 10 of these sort of things, so I think we're almost slipping. Not as bad as America is, but we are dropping it a bit.
No, America's up there. America's up there.
Yeah, they're up there, but considering their status in the community, they should be really number one or two. And yet Sweden kicks their ass.
What's number one on the list? China? Japan?
Japan is, but that's because they've got so much density they can just roll out these things that are so easy and cheap.
They
can
Sweden.
Run out much metro internet through everyone.
In Sweden, they have this synchronous, what are you going to call it, which means it's the same up and down, and it's something like 480 megabits or some ridiculous amount. Yeah, SDAs. Yeah, 480 megabits for something like $15 a month. Like,
really?
American. That's outrageous to think that they can get that sort of... I know it's a small area, but that's huge.
So that's why the pirate bay is so big.
Exactly. It's all based out of...
Sweden.
Mm-hmm. I should own some server in Sweden, eh?
Yeah. Alright, next topic. Oop.
Oh, we just lost Casper. I'll bring him back.
In the meantime, we're going to talk about Ausfrik news.
Yes, hey, let's jump into Ausfrik news.
We can have time to bag out Casper in the meantime.
All right. So, what's in news? Terry Bennett, host of Ausfrik.
Not a lot of news. There is a lot, and there is not much. I don't know. Where should we start with the news? There's not much. It's sort of just all
there was,
tiny bits.
Just to get back on the fact that the GDP per capita for a second, we are 14th in the world.
Well, yeah, that's fine.
Really?
GDP per capita.
That's pretty good.
Anyway, so to go back, so you were told there was, we've redirected ausfrik.com to the original ausfrik.com to ozfrik.com.
Alright, you just confused the hell out of me. It's the other way around. We've directed the original Ausfrik to the new Ausfrik.
Yeah, so we're keeping the new name. No matter what, we're always going to keep the new name.
Yeah.
It's part of our branding now, and we're going to roll out
culture.
All sorts of branding with that. You know, you watch, coming months we'll have, everyone's going to wear one of these shirts or stickers, or you watch, all the payphones in the country will have Ausfrik written on them. Exactly. So, past that, the site itself basically doubled in about 2 weeks, which is quite impressive. That's always good for a site. Sort of happened to happen exactly the same time as we got the original domain back, but we can't assume it's completely that based.
Sorry about that.
That's fine, welcome back.
Yeah, g'day, Casper. Yeah, I wasn't surprised
that
our user stats actually jumped overnight.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
I wasn't surprised, because AUS Freak was pretty popular back in the
It was, day, wasn't it?
For hits.
Was. I'm not going to take any credit for that. It was a real horrible mess when it was popular, but it was still a bit popular. All that matters.
I'm looking at the stats now. We've got 78 members. And we're up to 4,574 hits. Casper, be quiet.
What am I doing?
You're making noise.
You're breathing a lot very loudly, dude.
Yeah, sorry about that, just my fucking internet dropped.
Something when you go on cable.
Cable users.
Honestly.
No, it's the Netgear router. Netgear router.
Yeah, sure. Alright, so is there any other news, Tara?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head.
I can, actually, while we're on the topic, and it's still all early news, so people are going to have to wait up for us actually to do anything about it, but we're hoping to roll out a lot more with this. You know, the site's always going to keep growing. We're hoping, though, to start, like I said, branding. We're going to want to open effectively a shop. Some stuff is going to be cost, obviously.
I remember Casper, I mean, not Casper, K&E opening up one with Osfrig G-strings.
No, that wasn't him, that was me. But, yeah, very charming.
Was it you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
And they actually sold quite well. Well, they could have.
The G-strings?
Yeah, of course. Well, as if
how many got sold?
Oh, I can't remember. I don't know the numbers. But that would have been a really, really impressive present for a girlfriend, wouldn't it? Just very, very nice looking.
Yeah. So, for yourself, if people like that type of stuff.
But so but it's something we're going to do.
Bad image.
Stop picturing me too bad.
But it's something we're definitely going to venture into. You know, the shop's always great. The stuff that people can't normally get. A big one is keys. We've already looked into keys a lot. Most of them are legal.
$10, beige boxes, whatever I can think of.
Things like
what are the legalities of you giving out keys?
We're just choosing to ignore that for now.
They're keys to cupboards.
On that topic, is there some sort of, do you need a locksmithing license in order to sell keys? Anyone know?
I'm not 100% sure on. But
yeah, but assuming there's not.
I remember a case.
Yeah, assuming there's not.
I remember a case when someone was talking about someone made a universal garage door remote opener. And I think it might come under the same sort of clause that you could pretty much make one, and he got away with it even though the company tried to sue him.
Well, there you go.
Oh. Well, we'll just keep it on the low, though.
Yeah, so, I mean, past that, I mean, other than that, though, bump keys, for instance, they're completely legal, concept-wise. Completely legal. Still grey, but it's completely legal.
I don't think they've been outlawed.
Yeah, exactly. And, because all they are really is a filed down key. You can't ban that. You can't ban a piece of metal. You know, it's not.
Anybody can make them.
Yeah, exactly. You can make it with a file. So, we'll
yeah.
And they're yet to come to this. We're going to be the first place in Australia to actually sell them, which means that we're going to hopefully pull a lot more market once we push the bump keys. And I think that's our big trump card there.
Yeah, very true.
Once they're in there, you know, having keys is cool. We're going to have as many keys as we can. If you have a cool key, that you'll make sure it's legal, though, get a copy, and we'll see what we can do with it. There's something funky, like they're quite popular in England, there's sort of the equivalent of a master key for a lot of the sort of the little locks, like, you know, filing cabinet locks. They're much easier to get your hands on in certain areas. Yeah, so they're quite popular, but...
Well, you can just use a paperclip.
Well, yeah, they're not easy to... Okay. But yeah, certainly, we'll get copies of those sort of keys as well, ones that are legal, but still cool. Maybe lockpick sets, they're still legal as well. There's nothing illegal about them unless you get caught with one in your possession.
It is legal to carry it around you, but it's not legal to sell it or buy it.
Selling it, all we're doing is trading it for goods or services.
Yep.
More likely money.
I think it's...
We're trading it for cash.
Yeah.
Yeah. Change it for cash. But I think it is. I'm absolutely certain it is illegal to carry it around with you, yeah. And you can be charged with carrying instruments to break and enter.
Well, if you happen to donate to the site, and there is a donate button on the left, a PayPal donate button. I was the first to donate, so I know.
Intent.
Yeah. If you donate, we'll be inclined to send you a free gift, and the gift will be better depending on how much you donate.
Easy. What about us poor students like me?
You can donate.
If you donate $2, you get a picture of me nude.
Yeah, so don't do
can
that.
We donate sex to tear about it.
Oh, excuse me?
What was that one?
And just remember, most...
Can we donate sex to tear about it?
Most of my...
I tend to go for pretty high-priced girls, so it'd probably take it'd be a few hundred dollars by the end of it, yeah.
Of course.
So you're saying your girlfriend's a high-class hooker, is she?
Pardon?
You're saying your girlfriend's a high-class hooker?
No, but unfortunately she could probably hear me.
Alright, well, I'm sure she doesn't listen to the podcast.
Anyway...
Yes.
Talk about podcast, once again, just to remind everyone, we do have a name now. Google it, because hopefully by the time
what
you hear
fuck?
This...
What the freak?
What the freak? It's catchy, and it'll be on iTunes soon, and this is hopefully going to be a once every however often we want to make it thing.
Two weeks.
It's fortnightly, and it's going to be awesome.
Bi-weekly.
Monday night, normally 9 o'clock.
It's just taking us a while to get our system sort of, all the kinks ironed out. A few episodes have been scrapped that you actually haven't heard.
Exactly. Casper, Monday?
Bad quality.
Is that Monday 9 o'clock release date or when it's recorded?
Recorded.
Yeah. Well,
so if anyone jump on and just jump on the recording, let us know. We'll probably hook you up.
Yep. We'll say.
Well, once it's we've actually got a steady flow of podcasts going. I mean, if you can just subscribe to the RSS feed and they'll just come straight through. So.
Yeah, certainly. And we'll say we'll try to get them. We'll try to get them released every time by Wednesday night, at the latest. So, stay tuned. Hopefully this one here, you'll be listening to it by Wednesday night. That's providing there's no issues. I should be able to have it out Tuesday night, which is tonight, but, you know, things can happen.
Hopefully it'll be up first thing tomorrow.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. So, we're going to move on to the next section then, the last section?
Yeah, move on.
Oh, that thing.
Now, in addition to gaining the ozfreak.com domain, we've also gained the networkfunk.com domain. We're still trying to decide what to do with it. So, if there is enough interest, we might set up a separate hacking forum or website for files or whatever, really. But we haven't really decided what to do with it yet. So, if you have any ideas, then you might want to pop by and
jump on IRC.
On the IRC channel, ozfreak.com, ozfreak with, you know, on the AusNet network, or just post in the forums and we'll see what we're going to do with it. But
right,
I was going to talk about some hacking news as well.
Yep.
Somebody start a topic in the AusFreak forums. For,
good idea. Well, that'll be out. By the time you hear this thing, it'll be out. So, what we're hoping
Just before we go any further regarding the forums and all that sort of thing, and domain names, just want to remind everybody that the subdomains are available, unlimited storage space. So just post up in the. I've started a topic for it in the forum. Just post down the bottom you want one, or PM me. All my details are up there, and I'll set one up for you.
Yep,
and on that topic, can we get
good.
A list?
Sorry,
can we get a list on the main menu of has Terabanic? Can we get a list on the main menu that says subdomains and have a list of all the subdomains?
I was going to do that. Like, it's just at the moment
put
we're
a
only.
Page.
Yeah, I've only got
put
like.
A, yeah, put
eight.
A page to it, and you see there's a list of them.
Yeah, well, I've only got 8 people that have got them so far. So, when I get to about 10, I might start working something out for that. Because my idea for this is. As much as I like giving away free storage space and bandwidth, it does have a purpose. See, I explained in the forum, Google's kind of the only search engine I'm really worried about tackling, because it's what most people use. And basically, Google sees subdomains as completely separate websites. It doesn't associated at all with like ausfreak.com. So if you've got, say for example, you know, terabandit.ausfreak.com, Google sees that as a completely separate website to ausfreak.com. So I'm asking everybody, I've posted it in the forum, but I'm not making you do it, but if you can, at the bottom of your main page of your subdomain, can you just put a link, you know, saying bandwidth provided by ausfreak.com. That way Google see the amount of inbound links to ausfreak as being really high once all your domains get cached, your subdomains get cached. So that should in turn boost our page rank.
Yep. And any important files, flag them. I've got a server as well we're running right now, just freakfiles.com. Just, it's not going to be like ausfreak is, basically because I don't have the bandwidth in the space, but I'm just going to, the more important files, it's basically a mirror. So if you've got something that you want a lot of people to download, that way our ausfreak server's not going to just crash and burn, because even though it's a great server, if we start rolling out these podcasts and maybe videos and this and that, there's a chance that these things could just start clogging up. So it's always nice to have a backup.
If so, necessary, we'll expand.
Certainly. Expanding.
Talking about crash and burns. Talking about crash and burns. Let everyone know, the forum does get backed up daily by myself, and I keep a copy of that, and it does get backed up weekly, and three copies get sent out to myself, TurboBandit, and Idlefire. So we do have a backup in place.
So hopefully,
I don't know, I have a backup. If something,
well, we'll send you one too, just to be safe.
No, I don't want one.
So. I can send you one.
Yeah. So,
yeah. Yep.
In the same, mirrors are fun. If you do have web space and you're willing to mirror something, or like, especially with podcasts, once we start really getting them pretty heavily done, if we're hoping to do, obviously, if you're willing to donate some space and you do have some, definitely give us a shout and we'll plug your site. Cool.
Yep.
Okay, back on.
I think in the next episode I'll plug all the subdomains that are set up already and actually are functioning. So.
Yeah, cool.
As well as the list.
Just quickly backtracking a bit, because we didn't really get anywhere. We did post it. Bluey says he's already posted it on the forums, but just as a general idea, I want to know what you guys think we should do with Network Punk. I think my personal favourite is to leave it. Don't put a forum on there, because forums and hacking never work out together. So I think we have effectively we have writers, sort of a dig style system, but a bit more administrated, where we have people writing articles where they just find them online, and it's basically just an aggregated list of hacking threads. Or security,
And there's other people I know who would be willing to submit articles and that sort of thing to it.
Yeah, and then we can
also hacking Hotmail. Come to me.
Hacking Hotmail, please.
Yeah, so we'll still have comments. Comments, so people can still comment, but that way we can control what actually is being posted on there, and therefore keep it clean. Because that was always the problem with Network Punk.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and it's always will be the problem. I mean, and hopefully, I mean, we'll have the maybe even set up a separate IRC network if we get to separate IRC channel if it gets too cold in ausfreak. But if you're into hacking and you don't really like freaking that much, you can always contact me, Nemesis, on the IRC and have a chat. I don't do Hotmail hacking. That's for Casper. He's a whore. But I always want to talk about some other news. And we are running a bit over time, so I think Blue said we've done 50 minutes so far, so almost there.
Talking about hacking, I don't mind a bit of hacking in the computer forums. Just try and keep on topic, like with just your programming projects, operating system stuff, and your networking stuff.
We'll just leave it
now. Yeah, I've tried to put some stuff up in programming. I'll plug this again, because I put up in the forums. On the web, I've talked about a project I'm working about at the moment for www.freerainbowtables.com, which at the moment we are trying to generate some rainbow tables. We've already got a MD5 lower alpha numeric hashes already up, and if you submit hashes to it to us via email, we are able to crack them for you. if they are within that range. And we're working on some programming at the moment, trying to build a distributed Rainbow table generator application. We're almost done. We've converted the client and we've just finished the server, so it just needs to be fixed up and it'll be up on that particular website again, freerainbowtables.com, very soon. So if you're interested in that,
stop plugging yourself out, you can say rainbowtables one more time, .com, .com, I'm gonna start charging you for ad breaks. Okay,
yeah. Oh, I have to charge for plugging it, but yeah, if you're interested, then check it out and I'll post on the forums when we're ready.
Hold the website again.
You'll see it in the forums. FreeRainbowTables.com.
That's better.
Yeah. And so I've tried to update on the programming. I've tried to update on the programming to tell everyone just the different projects I've got going at the moment, which is that one, but no one seems that interested in it, really. It's just me and Casper.
I know one thing we forgot to do about this podcast. Look, I forgot. One of the podcasts we did, which didn't get released, was the basics of the telephone system, which I'll come to next podcast. I'll put that in my notes for next podcast.
Cool, good idea.
Stay tuned for that one.
And what are we going to try to do?
I just realised something. Programming is actually spelt incorrectly on the forum.
That's okay.
Pretty bad.
Hey, it says internet.
It's MN.
It's spelt wrong twice. It's spelt wrong in programming and then again in the description. Anything to do with programming with
one
M.
Yeah, in the description you've left out one M, and the name itself you've left an N instead of an M.
It's symbolic of, and I'm sure it's Casper's fault, but yeah, it's symbolic of of the fact that you don't have to know how to spell in order.
No,
to
it's not. Look at it now. It's perfectly. Like, how dare you guys? I'm looking at it now, and you think it's wrong.
Refresh. Yeah.
See. So, what are you guys looking at?
In other news, in terms of Bluey finally fixing that up, we have in other hacking news. If you heard around on the web, there was. The guy who created RiserFS, if you've ever used Linux and you've ever seen the option to install RiserFS, which is a good file system, you'll see that the guy who created it has been arrested for apparently murdering his wife. So that's some of the hacking news.
Sounds pretty made up.
Yep.
He's going to hack her. Did he hack her up? Or
no, there's news articles and everything about it. So he's been arrested. And
FBI take it very seriously when you say you hacked something.
Yeah, they do. And in other news, I went to RuxCon a couple of weeks ago. I'll just plug that once more. RuxCon. Absolutely fantastic Aussie hacking conference. Not just for the free grog, but for a lot of great lectures that went on, including the release of a Windows Firewire local root exploit, which was the first time and the only time it's been released.
What was it, sir?
And shown to the public. So it was a local exploit for Windows by Firewire. And basically this guy was able to unlock a Windows computer using his laptop and a Firewire cable.
Fair enough. It's most important thing, though.
Really great.
Go on again about this free beer. Just for our audience.
Yeah, free grog. If you happen to have turned up this year, you would have found yourself being shouted grog by Google. They gave us a $3,500 bar tab this year, and we drank
our website
pretty quickly. What's the website? Google.
Google have a website now?
No, I just plug Rux.
Google what? I don't know what that is. Google.com?
Yeah. Anyway, so if you want to check that out for next year, because it's on generally the same time every year over the long weekend, which is the long weekend in New South Wales, but nowhere else.
Google's probably bound to punch in some more money next year, aren't they?
Yeah, fucking hope so. Can I look at RuxCon.com.au?
We need to arrange a meetup. Or is it .org.au? RuxCon's at a really bad time. We need to organise something.
Gonna mention that.
January, February.
We should probably. Well, we should try and see how many members. We should try and see how many members of AusFreak can get to the next RuxCon. Just maybe to even just to get the name out there, you know what I mean?
Well, I'm proud to say we're on the best.
Oh, it's already been out there. I mean, we've won the capture the flag last year.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, so, I want to see people walking around there with T-shirts on and stuff like that next year.
I'm proud to say that we're now on the best server that any of the Oz freaks or whatever have ever been on. We always had awful, awful servers, and it was almost hilarious how many times it went down. You know, there were about 20 different incarnations just because the server would crash or someone would just stop paying for something. And
we made a wiki once of how many...
Touch wood, someone. If she crashes the next 2 days, I'm going to kill you, Alpha.
You are just... Yeah, certainly. So now we've got this. Now we've got this, and it's just going to keep growing. We can start focusing on what we're going to do. Obviously, meets in each state. You got, obviously, you three have already met up recently together at a state meet.
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, yeah.
You might have.
It was just Casper.
I drove past my house, annoying the crap out of me. Over them blue boxes. Oh yeah.
But yeah, hopefully we can get that in every other state. I know New South Wales. I know there's a bit of interest. We could meet up in Sydney and organise something. There's no reason.
Oh, we should go visit Plexus.
There's no reason to think it couldn't happen Plexus, in the other states.
Yeah, hey. A shout out to Plexus from Geelong. Come down for our meet, you slack bastard.
Yeah, you bastard. And evil, just convince your parents that you know you're going to a movie or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think with the hours we keep when we go out and our mates, we should probably, he should probably convince maybe he's going to stay at a friend's house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, but I'll make sure I try to get down to Melbourne at some point and we'll all organise something better and bigger and get everyone.
Well, I was
from
hoping
Melbourne
to have
together.
An interstate, mate. I wanted to go to Sydney.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, just get all you guys to road trip in a minibus to Sydney, just rent something for the day or the week.
That would be cool.
Or we could just use Casper's car.
One of the two.
Yeah. No, we're not in my car. Minibus. We'll get a minibus.
Yeah, dude, you have to be over 25 to rent those things. Anyway, we're getting off the topic.
Oh.
We're getting off the topic. It's,
no, we're not. Interstate meet in January. Done. Set. Done.
It's interstate meet.
Australia Day weekend.
We could all meet in Canberra. At least there's buses from every major city to Canberra. Although, if you're going from WA, it might take
Canberra's
a while.
Canberra's a shithole. Yeah,
it's a shithole, but it's
Johnny Howard.
It's a shithole, but if you've ever seen the telco setup in Canberra, it's so elegant and unsupervised. Although there's a lot of AFP there, so if anyone's going to tap your line, you don't want them to actually be the AFP. This is a general principle.
Yeah. Talking about Telstra Towers and light. Nemesis and Turban, what do you think of that little tower we found, that little small one?
That was pretty cool.
The small one with the microwave dishes.
The small
that
one
was not
small
at all.
Very small.
Yeah, it was fucking massive.
I'm just letting everyone know we're talking about a radio relay tower, which is basically a backup system for Telstra. If their copper lines go or their optical fiber and the copper lines between the strangers go down, they have a microwave system set up. So yeah.
We should get photos. We need to get photos of every meet and put them up. That way people understand what we're talking
that
about.
That was near well, High you bring Point, your, if anyone knows.
Bring your camera next time, Casper. We'll take photos.
Bring a video camera if you guys have one. Okay. That'd be a lot more fun.
I'm going to go buy one. I'm
the only video camera I've got.
Make sure you buy something without a hard drive in it, unless you're going to buy something high quality, otherwise it's garbage.
Yeah, I'm going to get something that's going to have FireWire. Idle.
Cool.
Yeah, so I can hack your laptop. Yeah.
You got to be next to it to do that.
Talking about which, I don't get any money for this podcast unless I plug Mac at least once. Say everyone go buy a Mac. This is being recorded with a Mac.
Because, you know, the source code may not be released for the hack for the FireWire for Windows, but it is released for Macs.
Exactly.
So you can root Mac via FireWire.
Yes.
See, Macs are crap.
Good.
Be scared. I'm a Mac. I'm a PC. At least I can't get attacked by the FireWire thing. Oh no.
Oh my God. What is
get
this?
Out of my Mac
ass?
PC,
that's a FireWire port.
How'd they do that in the ad though? Unless something was shoved. Yeah, don't want to go there.
Man,
I think it was great. The one with the chick in the hi. I'm a iMovie.
Okay.
Has anyone seen the PlayStation versus PlayStation 3 versus Nintendo version of the Mac ad?
No.
Oh, okay. I'll post up a link to that, everyone. It's a piece of funny of that one.
While we're speaking about posts, can I please encourage everybody to at least post maybe once a day? I mean, there's enough topics flowing now.
Once a day, I can't think of shit that often.
Oh, come on.
Just take care of your everyone... cock.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, just but if you have questions, don't be afraid to ask. We're all willing to help, especially in IRC or on the forums, unless it's about Hotmail hacking, in which case we don't care.
all questions get posted to me.
And so
just...
It's my hope and dream to get this Network Punk thing started, so if you're willing to actually... I'm not going to post on it, but if you're willing to post on it, and you think you're good enough at just searching news and writing articles, email us, email any of us, just email, or just jump on the forums, and we'll get it worked out. And yeah, hopefully, by the next podcast, we'll have something either with the mobile thing we were talking about before, or with Network Punk. That's my dream. Go on, Frank.
Anyway, we're done now. Okay, we're closing off here. No more. Just remember, what the freak.
Closing off.
Remember it. Say it. What the freak.
All right.
All that, everyone. Can we all say it together? What the freak.
Bye.
One.
What the freak.
Two. Three. Yeah. That's the way it goes.
Let's go.
Another freak. Is
anyway, later, everyone.
See you later,
everyone. What the freak's out of here. Bye bye.
Hey, you know what's really creepy? I just looked at the page views, the index page views for Ozfreak for the last hour, and guess what it come up as a figure?
What?
666.